following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Back on the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox. John from Kearney sends us an email here. Says, Adam Morrison was a great shooter, and he barely sniffs the floor in the NBA. The kid from BYU, Jimmer Fredette, will be the same. What do you think about that, Danny?
Well, I remember Adam Morrison being able to score. You know, he was scoring 25, 30 points, not 50, 55 points a game. The kid just goes nuts. I don't know if I've ever saw anybody able to just score. That I can't think of another one that's in the level of Jimmer Fredette to me lately here. And Adam Morrison was a great scorer, but I don't think he ever went 45-50. And now that's on a consistent basis.
We're here at Cunningham's Journal Milan celebrating St. Patrick's Day with the great Irish music is underway. Got a great crew up there. Would you call that a quartet, Tony?
I believe I would, and I would call that quartet right over there, other than my wife, really hot women.
The talent over lunch. Man, if we had this much talent on the football team in Lincoln, we'd be coached up real well, and we want to thank everyone for joining us here on the Doug and Danny Show here today as we are back at Cunningham's Journal. And stop by, have lunch. The kitchen's open. If you didn't know that, you do now. We're eating some of the great shrimp skewers here. They've also got a prime rib sandwich, chicken sandwich, brisket, nachos, French dip, sliders, bacon burger sliders. Just some appetizers, whatever you want, here at Cunningham's. Great drink specials all day long as well. And we welcome in Husker insider Monty Krassenstein joining us live. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Krassenstein.
Oh, Krassenstein today.
Who you got to win the NCAA tournament?
With my heart or my head? My heart goes KU, and my head goes Ohio State.
See, that's who I had in the finals, so either way.
I mean, you're a smart man, Doug. I don't care what Tony says about you.
Well, we'd love to see Kansas, even though we're leaving the conference. Funny, talking Nebraska football, the one thing I wanted to ask you right off the bat here was this is different. This is different as far as having a break in spring practice. You didn't go through that, and I don't think any kid has went through that. Is there really any effect in this day and age where the kids are working out and going through drills every day anyway?
Well, it's all about what you're trying to get done in spring. And this spring is unique in Nebraska just because of the changes that are taking place. So I don't think it has a huge effect on the end result of what they're trying to get done. In fact, it might be a benefit because they got a few days to get indoctrinated into some of the new coaching, some of the new system that Tim Beck's going to bring. And then it gives them a little bit of break to evaluate a little bit. But the bottom line is spring practice is still spring practice. You're trying to teach. You're trying to learn. I don't think the continuity of it is that big of a deal.
I guess from the defensive side, everybody's talking about this offense and the new offense, Monty. That seems to be what everybody's concerned about. You know you've got Crick up there. You know you've got Levante David. You got Dennard on the back end. We got one of the elite players. Could be three first-round draft picks. Come next April. When you look at the defensive side of the ball, if you're Jerry Crick, do you go out to practice, and it's football practice, but are you basically going through it one or two times and then being a coach out there during the spring?
Well, not necessarily. You know, it all depends on, again, what you're trying to do. They're trying to build there's some starting positions in the defensive line they're trying to establish. Now, Jared Crick is going to get his reps. He's going to still try to get better. He's going to do those things. But, yeah, his is more of a teaching mentoring role, and some of that mentoring sometimes is lead by example. You know, some of those younger guys see him and see how he's buying into what's going on and being a leader. That's part of being a leader too, not just the mental side of it, but also demonstrating that on the field. So, you know, none of these guys take a spring off, no matter how established they are, even if they are a first round draft pick.
Is there less learning today than there used to be?
Less learning? I don't think so. In fact, I think that sometimes there's more learning from the standpoint of again, it depends on what you're trying to teach. You know, I don't think there's certainly less learning going on because, but the bottom line comes, you got to tackle, you got to block. You know, that's the big thing. You have to understand what you're trying to ask kids to do in the system, and that's probably the biggest thing. There's always technique work that can be done, but yeah, there's a lot of learning going on still.
Everybody wants to know also about Brett Maher, the Kearney kid. He went down there. He's done a great job holding. Now it looks like he's going to probably assume that role, perhaps a place kicking, but certainly punting. Is he good enough to immediately step in and be that difference maker Nebraska's had?
I don't know about a difference maker, but he can certainly fill that role. I know one thing, I'd rather run a fake punt with him than I would Alex Henry. The kid's a little bit better athlete. But you know, from a punting role, I think mentally, you know, there's something to be said for being in the system for a couple of years before you become even a punter or a kicker. I don't think he's going to be a dual role guy, but I think he's from the punting standpoint, I think he's going to get his good shot, and I think he'll be fine.
Monty Krasenstein is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As you can hear, I'm on a location where the Irish jig is going on St. Patrick's Day at Cunningham's. There still are some things people just shouldn't do. That's all I'm going to say. But we're talking Husker football. Now that the coaches have had these three practices and Bo says we've told them to keep working out, yet go have your fun and do whatever, he even said the coaches are actually going to take a little time off here and refresh. What actually is going to be going on?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask those kids individually. I don't know how many of them are going to Padre or how many of them are going down to Florida. You know, honestly, you know, if I'm a player and I have some time off and I'm in the midst of spring practice, I don't go skiing. I don't go down to Florida. I don't do those sorts of things. I just don't think you do that. Now, there'll probably be some kids that do that. But, you know, there's a job to do, and probably the most important thing in their life right now shouldn't be, you know, a T-shirt contest down in Florida or going down to Black down at Breckenridge. So I'm sure there's a lot of education that's involved, and it depends on where that kid stands. If the kid's going to fight for a spot or fight for a position, you know, I mean, it tells you a lot about a kid, what he's going to do over the spring. When they come back, they'll probably be able to evaluate some of those younger kids and see how dedicated they are to the system, should I say.
Monty, you look at the defense going into the Big Ten, and we use so many players on the backside, the nickel package, the dime package. Offenses are spread all over. You don't see that a whole lot in the Big Ten, or certainly not as much that level. Do you go to a base defense where it's going to be 13-14? I mean, if you're in a 17-7 game, will there be 14, 15, 16 players playing the whole time?
I would say there'll be less packages involved. But you have to remember, too, the Big Ten isn't the Big Ten that we grew up with either. It's not 3 yards in a cloud of dust. You know, they're still the Northwesterns of the world. You know, they're still Michigan. You know, they who knows what they're going to do this year, but they were spreading it out a little bit. So it isn't, you know, there's a lot more gray than there is just black or white. But I do think that obviously the linebackers will be more of an influential role than what they were before. They'll still be the peso package. They're still going to do those sorts of things, but there's definitely no doubt that when we go up to Madison, Wisconsin, we better have some guys with some lead in their shorts because they're going to run it at us, and we better be ready for that, which we didn't see from anybody in the Big 12.
Well, that was kind of my next question, Monty. Big difference now that we're past all this, now that we're out of the Big 12.
The biggest difference? You know, I think the biggest difference is just everything's new. You know, everything's new as far as playing in different stadiums, playing against different systems. I don't think you can say, oh, you know what, we're just going to have to be more physical than we were in the Big 12. You can't say, you know what, our speed is going to be better than the teams in the Big Ten. I don't think you can say that. I think it's going to differ on a week-to-week basis. When the whole body of work is done at the end of the season, it'll be a blast to look back and see, you know, to paint the big picture, but I don't think you can paint that big picture going into the season and say, we have to do this, 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 and this. We have to play physical football. That's what Bo Pelini teaches. And I don't think that we have to do anything greatly different to be successful.
Money, everybody looks at Taylor Martinez and says, okay, when healthy, was really the quarterback of this team. I don't know if he was the leader of the team at all. Obviously, the leadership is something that people can be taught and develop into that. Is he your quarterback when the season starts next year?
Don't I get to watch him in practice at least a little bit first?
No, we want to know today.
Okay, then I'll say yes, he is. No, you know, he's a what's the line? An enigma wrapped in a conundrum is what he is. I mean, because he obviously showed flashes of something else. What we don't know is we don't know what he's like off the field in the training room. We don't know what he's like at the training table. We don't know what he's like in meetings. You and I don't know that unless we're down there seeing that sort of thing. And that's the problem though, that we have with
him. He's a weirdo.
Hey, he's a California kid, right? But you know, here's the other thing that I hate to cop out on this, but you know, he was 19 years old too. Think of the difference in all of our maturity level between 19-year-old, 20, 21, those sorts of things. And you know what? He's either going to figure it out or he's not, because we have some guys behind him that are more than serviceable, I believe, at a younger position. Are they ready now? No, but they will be.
Last minute with Monty Kratzenstein here at Cunningham's, where we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day. I've heard other analysts say, you know what? This is a young football team that Nebraska is going to take into the Big Ten. The backups are young. This is a young football team. Do you see that?
In certain positions, I do. You know, but how important is that? You know, college football today, there's a lot of young kids that are playing. You know, that's what's interesting to me about the offensive scheme philosophy that we're going to run. I don't think there's any doubt that Sean Watson had a complicated offense. You know, that's one of the reasons why receivers didn't play as early as what we all thought they should, and running backs and so on. So the question is he going to be able to adapt to a lot of this young talent we have? Is he going to be able to get those guys on the field as soon as we all want him to?
Obviously, Monty, we can go down every – I got one more question. Everybody wants to know who's going to fill in the receiving roles that – Niles Paul, obviously Brandon Kinney emerged as kind of that go-to guy sometime last year at times. Is it Anunua? Is it Kenny Bell? Is it Kyrie Cooper? Are there other names you're hearing?
Those are the names I'm hearing. Again, I don't know. If you had to pick one weakness to our football team, if you had to say a weakness right now, that is exactly what it would be. And those guys have to develop. I think Brandon Kinney's a big-time player. I think he is. Now, how many catches he gets, how many – you know, is it going to be an offense where a guy is going to, like the old Nebraska offense, where a guy only gets maybe two or three touches, but he's going to have to make big plays during those touches? Or is it going to be a deal like Kansas ran when Tim Beck was at Kansas, where they're going to spread it around, a guy's going to get five or six touches? And, you know, he found a great role for a Terrence Meyer, who wasn't exactly an NFL-type talent, but he was very effective in the college game. So that's the question that's going to have to be answered this spring and going into fall camp.
Well, it should be fun. It always is. It's time to talk Husker football, and of course, this tournament will be over by the time that the NCAA the spring game gets going. The basketball tournament will be over. And Monty, thanks for coming down to the party with us here today.
Hey, you got a pretty good spot right here. You should charge a cover charge just to watch.
You can hang out as long as you want.
I appreciate that.
Thanks, Monty. Thanks. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Danny Show. We are live at Cunningham's for St. Patrick's Day. We invite you to come down, enjoy St. Patrick's Day, and of course, enjoy the NCAA basketball tournament that is continuing, and we've got our first game to halftime between Clemson and West Virginia, and also ODU, Old Dominion, taking on Butler. Clemson had an early 10-point lead. West Virginia has tied them 40-40 at the half, and with 3.5 to go in the first half, Butler has made a run. I believe that's a 9-2 run to take a 22-21 win or lead over Old Dominion, and Louisville and Morehead State just about ready to tip things off. Doug and Danny Show with you live at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft from 11 to 1 today. Cunningham's and St. Jude's Hospital have teamed up to donate to children who are fighting cancer. They're open all day. They've got great food for you. Come on by for lunch. Bring your buddies. Watch March Madness. Play one of their bajillion games that they've got here, and watch TV on a zillion screens. They have almost as many TVs as Big Daly's Deli has sandwiches, folks. Come on down for St. Patrick's Day and the whole weekend to watch NCAA basketball here at Cunningham's Journal. And don't forget the emails. We've got to give away a winner today, Merritt, because we have no show tomorrow, so we'll let you pick one out. Shocker, tournament, and what was the other word? Maverick. Shocker, Maverick, and tournament. If you send us an email with those in it in the next 25 minutes, we'll draw it about 12:45 for our winner for Big Daly's Deli. In the meantime, Tom Chattel from the Omaha World Herald will join us when we come back on the Doug and Danny Show, live from Cunningham's Journal. The party is just beginning.
Agriculture, the most productive of all American industries. This is National Agriculture Week. Aurora Cooperative salutes what's happening on the farms. AuroraCoop.com and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Another Agriculture Progress Report coming up next. After this, from Aurora Cooperative.
March 13th through the 19th is National Ag Week. The Aurora Cooperative encourages everyone to recognize and celebrate the farmers and ranchers who do so much to provide food and fiber for the world. Agriculture is the number one industry in Nebraska and Kansas. Everyone at the Aurora Cooperative would like to say thank you to all of our farmer owners for being the world-class producers that you are. Thank you for feeding the world. The Aurora Cooperative, celebrating National Ag Week.
Remember the old expression, knee-high by the 4th of July, in reference to the corn crop? Well, that saying certainly does not apply today. America's number one field crop is knee-high long before summer begins. Planting dates vary across the Corn Belt, which includes the states of Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska, Minnesota, Indiana, Ohio, Wisconsin, South Dakota, Michigan, Missouri, Kansas, and Kentucky. More than 50% of the corn grown in the U.S. comes from Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska, and Minnesota. Much of that crop is exported to foreign markets. Here in the U.S., the corn crop is used to feed livestock and poultry. So the bacon and eggs you enjoyed at breakfast, the hamburger at lunch, and the ice cream for dessert were all produced with corn. Corn is also a major ingredient in many other food items like soft drinks and peanut butter. Join us in recognizing the importance of corn in our nation's economy during National Agriculture Week. I'm Ken Anderson with Brownfield Ag News.
For the resources they provide, we salute farmers and farm families during this National Agriculture Week. Brought to you by Aurora Cooperative, AuroraCoop.com, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If three goals is a hat trick, then what's a hockey night for four family members at the Best Western Mid-Nebraska Inn and Suites?
Fantastic!
The Fantastic Four plan includes a deluxe room featuring a 32-inch flat screen. Four breakfasts, use of the pool, hot tub.
Just $99.
Call the Best Western Mid-Nebraska Inn and Suites today.
And they'll add in a pair of storm tickets.
It's the Best Western right by the event center.
When you have company coming to town,
call the Best Western Mid-Nebraska Inn and Suites. Put them up there. It's like having a spare bedroom.
For 60 years, Graham Tire has brought you quality products, professional people, and legendary service. Now all Graham Tire locations are celebrating their newest location in Lincoln, Nebraska, with a grand opening tire sale March 7th through 19th. All tires will be on sale. Plus, buy three, get the fourth free on a popular size of the Goodyear Integrity. It's the grand opening tire sale featuring the lowest price guaranteed. 6 months, no interest. A free alignment with any four tires purchased. Monday, March 7th through Saturday, March 19th. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
It's great for a community to grow. It's better when it grows together. That's one of the primary missions of the Hastings Family YMCA, enhancing the quality of life in your community, making our community stronger, using partnerships with other like-minded institutions. Here's Ron Chesbro of Hastings College.
Hastings College is really pleased with our partnership with the Hastings YMCA in a number of ways. We have, our students are all members of the YMCA by virtue of our student government, which supports these memberships. We also host a number of events for our students at the YMCA here in Hastings. And on top of that, our faculty and staff, a pretty large number of our faculty and staff hold family memberships, and we actually support that through payroll deduction here at the college. It's been a great partnership for us.
Dozens of other cooperative efforts on the part of the Hastings Family YMCA and institutions like Hastings College are examples of enhancing the quality of life in your community.
Welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show on this St. Patrick's Day, live from Cunningham's Journal, where all the St. Patrick's Day activities are going on. NCAA tournament games everywhere, great games, hopefully throughout the day. And we're going to join Tom Chattel from the Omaha World Herald, the columnist that covers everything that there is. And we want to talk about the UNO situation, spring practices underway for the Huskers, the NCAA tournament. But, Tom, when did you shut the TV off last night, 24-9, or did you stay through that whole beatdown for the Huskers?
Well, I actually missed it, which was a good thing, I guess. I had to go to spring practice. I didn't have to. I wanted to. But and you know, by the time you get done with all that, all the interviews, and it takes a while because they never really finish on time, of course, but, which is probably good. So I didn't get back to Omaha till about 7:45. So by that time, Captain Velka was not in the mood to talk talk about the game anymore. So I kind of shut it off. But it sounded kind of ugly.
Poor kid.
It was real ugly. If you had to watch it out there, it would have been worse. But Tom, I've gotten this question about four times in the last 2 days from people that just see me around. Why did Tom Osborne feel like we had to give Doc Sadler an extension right now when the guy was already locked up for 2 years?
Yeah, a lot of that is for recruiting. It's just sort of I don't want to say cosmetic deal, but it's like it's to show recruits that you're going to be here for his whole 4 years, and a lot of people do that if they feel like the guy is going to be there and the things are on the way up. And if this was February 19th, I would have said things are on the way up. But boy, the last month of the season, it really fell apart, and I saw it with my own eyes, and I can't understand it. I really, you can say one thing that it's okay. These guys don't know how to handle being on the bubble. They weren't ready for that. They kind of ratchet up their play the last few weeks when the games count. They hadn't done those kind of games before, and Doc hasn't coached those kind of games before. But to not show up, to come out flat, time and time again, it's such a lackluster, disappointing finish, and it really takes the edge off of what they did. And they did do a lot of good things this year, but now we're going to remember that these guys didn't show up when they had to, and all the questions about Doc are back. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting to see how he coaches in the Big Ten, because he doesn't have a lot of contacts in that part of the country. Can he get players to go play that league? And can he get Brian Diaz to play? I mean, what happened to that guy? I don't know.
Yeah, Tom, that was my next question. Everybody, ever since he went back to Puerto Rico to his aunt's funeral, came back for that Kansas State game, there were glimpses early in the year, I guess, where you thought, boy, this guy could really be something. He totally looked to me like he absolutely checked out. The Oklahoma State deal in the Big 12 tournament was a glaring example of what the hell is going on. And then Almeida, I just don't know if you can play at that weight.
Well, I know I can't. that's a very good point. You know, those two guys are going to have to change their bodies and change how they play, or they're going to get beat up something bad in that league. Because if you watch any Big Ten games, they get after it inside, and it's pretty physical. And Diaz has to bulk up some more, if that's possible. Maybe he just can't. And Almeida's going to have to, I trim down a little bit, but also keep the strength, and then just start getting after it inside. And I'm not sure that's how either of those guys play. So, and I would love to see Almeida dunk it. Kansas City, he's trying all these little loopy shots. He's these little spinny things. He's going to slam the darn thing, But maybe he can't. I don't know. But that's something else that I work on this summer. But these guys were really good at home. They got up for almost every home game. They played different at home. With different energy, and Big Ten's arguably tougher. They're going to have to bring it every night in that week. So I don't know how much time Doc has. I think the excuse, he's in a new league now and he's got this arena coming, I think it's going to wear thin. I mean, you're going to have a half-empty new arena if this keeps up. So we'll see.
They better have wins, or they'll bring in a new coach with the new arena and give it the new beginning look, and we'll see what happens. Tom Chattel from the Omaha World Herald joins us here on this St. Patrick's Day at Cunningham's on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's move on from that real quickly. You mentioned spring practice. Three practices in. Now they get a long break for spring break. Come back on the 28th. Anything that has stuck out to you through this first few workouts?
Yeah, the this mystery offense. They won't talk about what kind of offense they have, and it's very it's not like it's vanilla, but it's just very secretive. They whenever you ask questions and try to get specific about things like no huddle and will there be a faster pace? Will there be, you know, a one back? Will there be a full back? They just say, basically, you'll have to find out. Really, that's what they say. You'll just have to see. I know they know, and they are making it up as they go. I know Tim Beckham's had a plan all along in case he ever got to have his own offense. So, but it's like, and they even say, you know, what you see in the spring game isn't necessarily going to be it. So they aren't even give us that. So I don't know what to make of this. But obviously we don't get to watch practice. So it'll be I'm almost thinking about the wait till next fall to see this thing. So, but that's going to be the overall theme of the spring. And we're going to keep asking, what are you doing? And they're going to say, you have to find out.
Tom, according to the World Herald this morning, Rex Burkhead sat out yesterday, did not appear to be serious. Can you elaborate any more on that? They just thought, give him a day off, let him heal up over the break, but it was a hamstring, but it wasn't a pull. Or, I mean, we're not worried about keeping him out all spring, are we?
No, and both said that, too. It's not a problem. It's just a precautionary thing, and they do have a spring break right now, so he'll get time to kind of heal up. But, you know, that brings a good point. They're going to have to treat him with kid gloves and really watch him because he's what they got right now, running back. And they're going to have some other options coming up next year, and I think they're going to be real good ones. But from experience and a guy that you need to count on in offense, he's the guy. So you want to make sure that he's going to be there.
Chatting with Tom Chattel of the Omaha World Herald here on the Doug and Daddy Show on this St. Patrick's Day. All right, Tom, let's get a reaction from Omaha. What's going on with UNO? The question I keep hearing, the question I have, what prompted, why did UNO think they had to go Division One?
Well, Trevor Alberts has had that in his mind since day one and a couple years ago. And, you know, that's always been kind of a pipe dream here. But it never seemed realistic until Trev showed up. And then all of a sudden, everything seemed realistic. And I think it's just because Trev has a lot of energy and a plan. I also think it's because the other guys before him didn't. and so, you know, for years, you and I was just kind of sitting around, not doing much. Now, they added hockey, and it's been great. And it's been a really great fit in this city. But, you know, as I've said, it's kind of like the guy who wants a new car and a new house, and he can't afford all this stuff, but he keeps doing it. And at some point, you know, they've mismanaged a lot of stuff, and the revenues haven't gone up. The revenues have stayed the same, and the costs keep going up, and there's never been a plan to catch up with all that stuff, and they just kept putting it off and putting it off. And finally, one day, the bill collector has to show up. And that guy was Trev Alberts and John Christensen. Those are the two guys that finally said, we got to stop this. So, but to answer your question, why Division One? Well, that's Trev. He thinks big. And he's like, in this market, there's a lot of competition. Okay? It's not Kearney. It's not Fargo. It's not South Dakota. It's not one of these. It's not Marysville. It's there's a lot of competition around here for the dollar, and he's like, if we're going to do this, we got to do it right, and people in this city will pay attention to the name Division One. So that's his whole philosophy was, if we're going to make it, do it right, we got to be at the top. So fortunately, in order to be at the top, somebody had to go. Now they've also said, had they stayed the same. Had they stayed Division II, kept everything in line, that they would have been out of business in 5 years. So I don't discount that. I don't know all the books, but I know how bad things have been. And if you're not bringing in money, and let's face it, last year football drew about 2,000 games. And actually three, but they had a couple games. Kearney was a big game for them. that they wouldn't have had this year because UNO, I believe, would have gone back out to college. I don't see anybody stepping up to save that necessarily either. So it's really too bad. There's two guys, Pat Burns and Mike Denny, they've been great soldiers throughout this whole thing. UNO has been incompetent and done all the wrong things for a long time in many ways. And these guys have had great programs above it all and through it all. And now they have to pay the ultimate price here. So I don't know what to say. It caught everybody by surprise. A lot of people wonder, did it have to happen so quick? Why aren't you taking your time? Why aren't you, talking to more people in the UNO community about this and giving feedback? It does seem like Trev, got on board this thing and he just kind of pushed it. So he says that he had to do it quick because the Summit League had to have an answer, but I don't think they did. I mean, I think he wanted to do this. And on the other hand, why drag it out? It makes it worse. If you're going to do something like this, you just got to do it, and that was bad.
Tom Chattel from the Omaha World Herald, who's been more than gracious with his time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tom, my last question is this, and I asked John McBride this. It seems right now, from what we've heard by listening to talk radio in Omaha, from what we've heard in the papers and on the blogs, the wrestling deal is the uproar, and football really, that's just the way it is, other than I'm sure Pat Burns and his staff are disappointed. From your inbox, are there football people? I mean, this is a 100-year history on the gridiron that is just gone in one day. I've got to think that there's more reaction to the football deal coming if it's not already been said.
Isn't that something? It's the absolute truth. And no, there really is not a lot of free action. The wrestlers are a small group, but they're very proud and very loud, and they are passionate, and they get after it. Football crowd hasn't said much. One of the big boosters, a great former player, Van Dee, was on TV the other night, and he's a member of the athletic board, and he resigned, and he's pulled his money, and so other than him, I haven't heard a lot from the football people, and Pat Burns is kind of too stout to stay out of it, and too bad. When you think about UNO football, in the shadow of Lincoln, you guys know all about that. It's hard to really build something good in football. But it's also easy because there's a lot of really good high school football players in the state who can't always go to Lincoln. So, but just in terms of support, they haven't always had hard times. They've won titles in the playoffs. They've drawn 8,000 people for games. I mean, so it's just, it really is too bad because I guess the Pat Burns got here in 94 when it was sort of at the bottom, and there were regions talking about dropping football then, and he didn't have a whole lot to work with. He didn't have facilities. He had the old, field house, the old hallway down there, and he lifted up guys like Chip Jemrog and Marvin Sanders and a whole bunch of guys. And they, over the years, most of them was unbelievably special. And I really hate that there won't be a UNO and UNK rivalry. That was fun. That was just, that was a hoop. Now the Lopers coming into the MIAA, I thought, man, this is going to be great.
That was a great rivalry, Tom, the two times that we won.
Two times that we won and UN current the last 2 years, but you don't have to go back 4 or 5 years where they're competing and in the Sweet 16 of the whole deal.
Yeah, they're national,
going for national titles.
Championship material, but I guess
I know, but I'll tell you what, that was going to be good, and UNK is going to benefit from being in that league, and they're going to be really good. But I tell you what, depending on who I don't know how many players they're talking to at UNO, but they might get some good ones. Last night, Coach Pointy said they'll probably get a couple. He didn't know yet, but
yeah.
I don't expect a lot of UNO guys going down to Lincoln. So, and maybe they can keep going west.
Well, Tom, we sure appreciate you giving us some time here on this St. Patrick's Day. Keep your Irish up and enjoy watching the NCAA tournament.
It's a great day. Thanks.
Tom Chattel of the Omaha World-Herald joining us here live at Cunningham's. Told us that he likes Kansas before we chatted with him on air here for the national championship. We have to make our picks here in just a little bit. All the guests on the Doug and Danny Show taken care of by our friends at BK. If you enjoy breakfast, BK is there for you every day until 11 a.m. Two locations in Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Yes, it's still shocking to think that Omaha doesn't care that they're losing their football team.
You know, we've had so many area players, and Zach Keller and the Hodge, Mr. Hodge from Holdridge, are two that stand. Nick Sutko played down at UNO. Just local kids. You know, kids that went down there, had great experiences, love the Maverick team.
Cambridge boys,
Eddie Thompson goes into the Hall of Fame. And then this program, it's just, I cannot believe there's not, I cannot believe there's not an uproar. And I just, 100-year tradition gone.
The only uproar I see is your glass is empty. Let's get that taken care of. We'll fill it up. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show on this St. Patrick's Day from Cunningham's right after this.
Spring practice reports through April 18th every weekday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'm brought to you by Charter West Bank of Kearney. You have your reasons. We have your
loan. When it comes to finding the best loan rate, the investigating never ends. Hi, I'm Russ Smith with Charter West National Bank. No matter the reason, we have the loans. Your new home, your car, your boat, even commercial property, we can help. Visit or call Charter West National Bank, 4511 North 2nd Avenue. Call 234-2220. Let us do a little investigating or sleuthing for you.
The power of the Eagle, Charter West National Bank.
Everyone's favorite Irish holiday is Thursday. Why would you celebrate St. Patrick's Day anywhere but the number one Irish pub in the state right here in Kearney? Patty O'Malley's is open all day long beginning at 7 a.m. serving authentic Irish stew from 11 to 1 and great beer specials all day long. If you're going to celebrate the greatest day of the year, why celebrate it anywhere but the number one Irish pub in the state? Bring out all your friends and enjoy St. Patrick's Day at Patty O'Malley's on the Bricks, downtown Kearney.
With today's Husker Radio Report, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. After getting in three practices over the last 5 days, the Nebraska football team will take a 12-day break. And you head coach Bo Pelini said his message to his team heading into the break was pretty clear.
We got a lot of work to do when we get back. We got 12 practices. We got to get ready to hit the ground running on Monday, the Monday after spring break. So, you know, we want them to go home and enjoy their families and relax and do whatever they need, whatever they choose to do at that point. But they better be working out and be ready to go when they get back, because we have a lot of work to do and a lot to accomplish over the last 3 weeks of spring.
In other news from practice, running back Rex Burkhead was rested on Wednesday with a sore hamstring.
Rex did not practice. We chose to keep him out. He's got a little bit of tightness in his hamstring. He hasn't pulled his hamstring, but decided to give him a day, and then he'll give him a good week and a half or so to get ready to come back and be healthy when he comes back.
Huskers won't return to the practice field again until March 28th. Reporting with the Nebraska football team in Lincoln, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com.
Flight 72! Flight 72!
Spring practice reports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation are brought to you by Charter West Bank of Kearney. You have your reasons, we have your loan.
More ways to win, more prizes at the March 31st Taste of Home Cooking School. Brought to you by Russ's Market and Beeman's Appliance at the Adams County Fairgrounds. Grand prizes include tickets and accommodations to see Les Miserables in Omaha from First Holiday Tour and Travel. A gorgeous stone and wood custom-built outdoor prep counter we used during the show from Christensen Concrete Products of Grand Island and Kearney Creek and Block. For the first time, we've invited in Tri-City Auction to sell off some of the Beeman's appliances used on stage. Everyone receives a huge eco-friendly reusable swag bag because, as the City of Hastings Solid Waste Department says, it's our environment and our responsibility to recycle. A lot of value for a $10 advance ticket. Talk to these exhibitors.
Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better. Country Taste of Homemade. Ready to make mixes of all types. Diva Girl Purse Party. Handbags and more. Buy your advance tickets at Russ's Market, Beeman's Appliance, and Allen's of Hastings, along with Look What's Cooking in downtown Kearney. Log on to PlatteRiverRadio.com.
We'll see partly sunny skies throughout the afternoon hours with high temperatures in the lower 60s. Winds will also stay to the northwest at around 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see increasing clouds and a low at 36. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
And welcome back to Cunningham's Journal, St. Patrick's Day, the Dougie Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. I want to thank all the guests that have been with us. We're here until the top of the hour. We've got some great folks that are enjoying St. Patrick's Day here at Cunningham's. We've got food and drink specials going on all day long. Of course, the kitchen is open here now, and we just enjoyed some of those great bacon-wrapped shrimp. The skewers are there. You can get a little French dip, you get some chicken, you can get some sliders. Oh, perfect, because as much entertainment as you want to have, got to put a little something in the belly, because, folks, it is St. Patrick's Day, and we are so reminded that the great law enforcement department of Kearney is trying to make sure that you don't have any fun by marking tires throughout downtown. So don't be parked for more than 2 hours, God forbid, because we'd hate to have anybody go out shopping on this day or enjoying themselves, and then we sure wouldn't want them to get in their car and go somewhere. Oh, wait, it can't be parked there for more than 2 hours. Anyway, Cunningham's is the place to be. They're going to take care of you, folks. Yeah, watch the NCAA tournament. A lot of good things going on.
Come to Cunningham's, just pay the fine, take a cab home.
Exactly. Yeah. What do you want? What do you want, folks? Who's making these laws? What do you want?
Hey, by the way, when I looked up at the scoreboard, I thought, you know what I said, that Louisville will have no trouble with Morehead State. I thought, oh, Morehead State's up 13-4. That's the seeds, folks. And see, I looked up and I said, it said 140. I thought, there's only 140. What a low-scoring game. Louisville's really struggled. No, it's already started. It's 3-0 now, geez. Morehead State versus Louisville.
Why? We go to the Dead Popper Inbox. Gary and Kearney says, Shocker Maverick Tournament.
Thanks for the email, Gary.
That's all Gary said. Let's draw out. Merritt has the winner back at the studio for our Big Deli Deli combo. Two locations in Hastings, one in Kearney. Pulse Brazilian sandwiches. Who's our winner this week?
I think it has to go to JP with, it was not a shocker when the UNO Mavericks made the NCAA Division I tournament before Doc and the unlucky Huskers.
All right, JP, you get the Big Deli Deli combo. We'll get that out to you. Enjoy your meal.
Doug, in basketball action, West Virginia is taking a 52-45 lead right now. And this is where you're going to see those teams that play those play-in games. Played one heck of a first half, I think is all you can say.
On emotion.
Yeah, you're on emotion. You're on adrenaline. You're up by 10 the first half. West Virginia claws are on a 21-5 run the last 8:27. Pretty soon you go, we're just tired. And it catches up with you. I wouldn't be surprised if West Virginia continues to pull away here and advances on in this tournament and wins the first game tonight. Morehead State, by the way, 7-0. They got an early touchdown on an 80-yard pass and then kicked the extra point. They lead Louisville 7-0 right now.
Wow. The team we know nothing about. Well, folks, Ken Griffey Jr., who did not say why he retired last year, issued a statement today at Seattle training camp saying, I just felt that it was more important for me to retire, and instead of being a distraction, it no longer became about the Seattle Mariners. It became, when is Ken doing this? When is Ken doing that? And that's something I didn't want to have my teammates, who I truly cared about, having to answer those questions day in and day out. End quote. Griffey also reminded reporters that he had told him a long time ago when it came time to walk away, he would do it quickly and quietly. So he says, you want me to apologize for something I felt was right? I had to do what I thought was right for me.
That's great, but he was also stinking. I mean, he's hitting 184 on June 2nd, so it wasn't like the guy's bashing the cover off the ball and just thought, you know, I think I'll step back from it. He had been struggling. His mind was obviously elsewhere when he made this decision.
Well, that's great to know. We are having fun here at Cunningham's Journal of the Loft. Every once in a while, we try to find one of the patrons just to see how things are going. Hello, patron.
How are you doing, Doug? How are you doing?
Good. Good to see you, Lorraine.
You look pretty today. Nice beads.
I honestly, I don't know what's going on. I just came down from my regular work day and...
Now, Lauren Kaiser joins us. Lauren, you obviously went through spring practice, your favorite time of the year as a Husker football player, because I'm sure everybody enjoys that.
Oh, yeah, it's just fantastic. Play football in spring, it's great.
You've never had it broken up by spring break. That is a strange, strange situation in Lincoln, and that's just the way it falls this year. How much different do you see that being for these kids?
I'm not really sure how to look at this deal. I mean, I know some of the concept behind the whole deal, and it sounds good, looks good, even you print it out on paper, but I mean, you're dealing with a bunch of kids here that are probably got other ideas in their mind, and I'm not 100% sure what's going on, but I hope the best for them.
Wasn't spring break supposed to be kind of the last release before work began?
It was. You know, you kind of get a chance to get away. You know, you bust your butt in winter conditioning, and you get a little reward to get away for a little bit. And so I'm not 100% sure what the concept is here, but you know, maybe it's to maybe not go on spring break or something like that.
Obviously, the way the season ended left a sour taste in everybody's mouth, including Coach Pelini. He made some coaching changes. From the players you talk to that are involved in the program and past players, everybody agree with the decisions he's made in your mind?
You know, it's one of those things when you look from the outside like we all do, you just kind of you got to put your faith in the coaches and the athletic staff and all that stuff down there because – you know, we can all just sit around and yell at the TV and all that good stuff. So I hope it's the right move. I'm looking forward to it. I think it doesn't matter what really happens. Everybody's just going to go positive into the fall. But
former Husker Lauren Kizer with us here. Just came down from lunch, saw his lovely wife here, business meeting. I assume you're going to have to get out of here before you can come back today, huh?
That is correct. I've got a whole bunch of business meetings lined up this afternoon. Very, very big schedule today. I just came down here, like I said, just to get a burger, and lo and behold, there's all these people here. I didn't even know it was St. Paddy's Day today.
Have a safe day, my friend.
I want to give a shout-out to the boys over at the warehouse, though, because Calvin, Steve, Luke, Hanson, Patty,
they're taking care. They're holding your calls today.
They are. I told them that might not be able to get back to them until about 5 o'clock.
Horse
races have been good so far this year.
They had a little superfecta in your way, huh?
Well, it did look good out there, you know.
Can't prove it. Government doesn't know anything about it. We'll see you later, bud.
All right, see you guys.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Cunningham's. We'll be back with more after this.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Create a lasting remembrance of your loved one with help from the compassionate family at Brand Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Family owned since 1935, Brand Wilson was founded to provide truly personalized services in a beautiful and dignified setting at an affordable lower cost. Brand Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Our family caring for yours. With locations in Hastings, Kennesaw, Harvard, and Roseland. Online at brandwilson.com.
If you're in the market for a new home or to refinance your current one, check with us at Charter West National Bank. Compare rates, compare closing costs. The last thing we want for you to do is pay too much. We'll give you the facts. What's the best rate? Or does it make sense to pay points? 10, 15, 20, 30-year loans. You want to save money, so check with us at Charter West National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, or call 234-2220.
Power of the Eagle, Charter West National Bank.
Every year, thousands of farm workers are injured and hundreds more die in farming accidents. Start this year by doing routine inspections on your farm equipment, checking equipment guards, power takeoff shields, and your personal protective equipment in place. By taking precautions and increased awareness of farming hazards, you will deliver a safer and healthier workplace.
Helping you help yourself. CPI. CPI.
What if there was a place that you could get the best name brand appliances, furniture, TVs, and computers at the guaranteed lowest prices? Stop down to the Aaron's store in Hastings and see for yourself why nobody beats Aaron's. Retail, 120 days same as cash, or 12, 18, and 24-month lease ownership programs, all backed by our $100 low price guarantee. Do the math, nobody beats Aaron's. Visit us on South Burlington next to Sun Martin Hastings or call 402-834-0678.
The Vital Signs Health Fair is March 26th and 27th at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings. Hours are 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. each day. Register online now through 5 p.m. March 22nd at mlmh.org. There you will see the Vital Signs Health Fair button. Click on it and complete the registration form. Your packet will be waiting for you when you arrive at the health fair. It's easy to pre-register for the health fair now through 5 p.m. March 22nd online at mlmh.org.
For 60 years, Graham Tire has brought you quality products, professional people, and legendary service. Now all Graham Tire locations are celebrating their newest location in Lincoln, Nebraska with a grand opening tire sale March 7th through 19th. All tires will be on sale. Plus, buy three, get the fourth free on a popular size of the Goodyear Integrity. It's the grand opening tire sale featuring the lowest price guaranteed. 6 months, no interest. A free alignment with any four tires purchased. Monday, March 7th through Saturday, March 19th. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Are you tired of stores only carrying shovels and scrapers that look like they're made of cardboard and candle wax? Ames True Temper Long Handle Tools from Hardware Hank are comfortable while remaining heavy duty. The wood and fiberglass handles ensure these tools will get the job done for a long time. So if you're tired of tools that belong in a sandbox, head over to Hardware Hank for Ames True Temper Long Handle Tools.
You've got a lot more going for you.
I'll sing you a song of a row in the town.
On St. Patrick's Day, they're open late for you at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Daddy, spring sports begin today. There's indoor track this week going on at UNK. Class A is today. They have another meet tomorrow and then two on Saturday. Tennis begins today. Golf begins today. Soccer begins today. It's a great day, at least, for it to begin weather-wise.
Yeah, it certainly is. Hopefully you get that wind to stay down and not get up the howling with those spring winds. But, Doug, this is just amazing. With 14:28 left, the shutout is still intact. Louisville has not scored in the basketball game. Florida State continues to lead 7-0.
Well, it's coming up next here on ESPN Radio. 10 minutes to go in the game. West Virginia 59 and Clemson 49. 16 minutes to go in the game. Old Dominion 37, Butler 36. And 5.5 minutes into the game, Morehead State 8 and Louisville nothing. And all those games will be coming your way. Plus Penn State and Temple tip off here in about 10 minutes. Kentucky and Princeton and North Carolina or Asheville will take on Pittsburgh this afternoon as well. There are two Big 12 teams playing today, both tonight. Kansas State plays Utah State, and Cincinnati takes on Missouri tonight.
You know, we're headed to Vegas to meet this afternoon, you in the morning, to go out for the excitement. And they got a halftime spread. We talked to Jay Root about that. So, folks, you had a 2.5-point spread on Butler, you know, Old Dominion over Butler. They hit a shot with 2 seconds left to go up by one. That was your halftime line. Go up by two, excuse me. Your halftime line obviously would have been 1 or 1.5. And, I mean, the place would have went nuts in Vegas. That's just how it works. It was a lot of fun.
Also, to our wrestling fans out there, they know it. They're in front of the TV. They're watching the U. They're watching what's going on the website. The Division I National Championships underway in Philadelphia. Nebraska has 7 wrestlers there. So best of luck to those wrestlers.
Jordan Burroughs is the best chance for the Huskers to bring home a gold medal there.
And we have a show tomorrow because we are going to be gone. And there is NCAA tournament basketball tomorrow at 11 a.m. We also want to say welcome into town to all the Whoopers and Hoopers, all the folks that do such a great job and volunteer. What a great huge event is every weekend in Hastings. So enjoy that going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with the Whoopers and Hoopers. Merritt, I think we're out of here. Let's play the close and roll things up.
We'll be back with you on Tuesday. Randy's going to come in on Monday and just do the show, update the bracket, keep updated. We've got a record out there. We may just draw a few folks out of the hat to give a few prizes to as we get you ready for that Shiatsu recliner. Shiatsu on St. Patrick's Day to our grand champion, grand prize winner. Follow along with it on the ESPN website. Doug Kennedy, Drew Tate, Toronto, how you did. We want to thank Ronnie Kranzenstein, Lauren Kaiser, talking a little Husker football, Tom Cattell from the Omaha World Herald, and we also want to thank UNK Baseball Coach Damon Day for joining us on the program today. Cunningham's the place to be all day long. You hear the great music in the background. Real live leprechauns are here. I love them. Come out and see them. Plus, great drink vessels. The kitchen's open. Food for you. Daddy, be safe.
All right, be safe is the key word. Leprechauns scare the hell out of me. I want to say that. Where do these people come from?
We'll see you next week on the Doug and Daddy Show. NCAA Tournament Basketball comes your way next.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.